driven rusticity. This is that kind of flavor profile, but in a very decadent approach for me.
See, chocolate covered red hots. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, I got the I like the chocolate covered cinnamon red hots in there for sure. Yeah, this was
I didn't get much of the sugar, the sweetness. I got all the spice.
Oh, see, I don't get sugar from red hots. I just get hot.
Dude, I get that when I eat red hots, man. I get that like sugary kind of.
It's just straight cinnamon burn to me.
Yeah,
and that's what this reminded me of. It was just cinnamon burn.
I get that. I get that.
And a little sweetness from like, but a chocolate earthy sweetness. Like,
so this is actually one of my favorites of the line.
Same.
You know, the touched early on his branding and everything about that, and the colors that he chose to go with the bands, with the each cigar, everything is meticulous, and it really shines. I really think that what he blended and with this, the Wanderer, is spot on point with what I like about cigars. Like, it is a spice bomb that you would not look at it and say that's a spice bomb. You would think that that's going to be a mild smoke, but no, that thing slaps you in the face like your mother with her sandal.
The chancla.
That's right. The chancla. Yeah. And dude, it was awesome. I love Sumatra. I can't get enough Sumatra in my life.
But I think it's also, you know, worth mentioning that spice is balanced. Sure, it may be prominent.
No, yeah, absolutely. Right?
Like, I think that, you know, one of the things that I would really want to, portray to our wonderful, wonderful listeners out there, mm-hmm, is that as spicy as all this cigar may be, it's got enough, you know, depth to really make that spice complex,
yeah,
as opposed to overpowering.
Yeah, it's definitely not a one-trick pony. I don't think that it's a one-trick pony in the spice world. I think that it's very complex, and it's definitely worth grabbing one or two if you've got a chance.
I get, like, I feel like you think I didn't like it.
No, I think you liked it. Let's hear the rating.
I'll see you.
So we're going to go with a 3 on that.
Box worthy.
I would definitely buy a box. I got a box. It's fine. We're good. I love it. So after this break, we're going to come back with the last cigar and have a good time.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. We just went over the Wanderer from Wildfire Cigars. But now we're going to take it to the Artois. Did I say that right?
Probably not.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Nailed it. I'm so bad with that word. It's like kryptonite for me.
It's tricky. It's a tricky one.
The holy,
I know it. I got it. I nailed it. Okay. So the Artois is a very special bear god of a cigar.
I see it in there.
That's right. That's right. It is a great cigar. Now, I don't have my notes up on his tasting. What is he saying on his website about it? You got that pulled up there?
No, so the information on the website is still TBD. This is a PCA release.
Okay, that's right. That's why I don't have the
Artois. But we do have the product description, so the build-out. It's going to be a Nicaraguan Habano Oscuro wrapper,
yep,
over an Indonesian binder and Nicaraguan filler, specifically from Condega, Jalapa, and Esteli.
Yep.
This one is described as being medium plus, but
I'd agree with that.
What a treat. This is my favorite hands down, Wildfire production.
I loved it.
I could smoke
every day,
one after another.
Every day.
If you could light cigars off the butt end of each other like you do cigarettes back in the day. Yep.
So can I stick with my theme? I did not have this cigar. Sorry, everyone.
He's got it. He's going
to
smoke it.
It's really interesting getting your take on what you would expect it to be like.
Well, that's what I'm enjoying. You know, this is kind of a very unplanned moment that, you know, we were doing it this way. And again, I'm just looking at the wrapper, the binder, and the filler, and I'm going, well, first off, you had me at Oscura. I mean, I am just a sucker for that wrapper. It is so complex and complex and complex, and it's very rare for me to run across that particular wrapper and go, you know, this is just not going to work for me.
I'll tell you.
And the Indonesian binder choice here, so is another one of the, it just usually it's a very floral forward binder for me.
It makes me do this all the time.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely hands down probably one of my favorite cigars in his line.
Jeremy, thank you for making this cigar.
Yes, thank you for providing us with these cigars and making these cigars.
You made this Maduro hater actually enjoy this.
Oh, snap. We're going to get to that in just a second. But his tasting notes are rich cinnamon, spice, pepper, leather, and a hint of sweetness. Yeah. I would like to add on that because, man, it is so peppery. So peppery and good, but that cinnamon that he talks about in his tasting notes really just slaps you in the face and calms down that spiciness. And it is fantastic how they blend together. I absolutely cannot get enough of this cigar.
This thing is like Mexican chocolate for me, right? Like if you like any of those like dark chocolate squares that have a little bit of cayenne pepper in them, you know, something along that kind of deep savory note you almost get from heavy percentage cacao, dark chocolate, and a little bit of cayenne, that pepper spiciness.
Yeah.
This thing is a home run.
That's right. That's right. I absolutely love this cigar. We're going to just go ahead and jump right into the rating of this cigar. What do we got? That's threes across the board. Man, there wasn't a two in the room. It's because Mike hasn't smoked it yet.
And by unanimous decision.
That's right. Mike's opinion doesn't matter.
I'm going to say that I look forward to enjoying that. And it just, you know, again, that recipe looks really, really, really inviting for me.
Yeah.
And you know, I probably if I just looked at the entire lineup, that would have been my first choice. I would have gone, I want to smoke that one first.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I didn't find it to be overpowering with the cinnamon. You know, so I stopped to note because you described it. I say I am very sensitive to cinnamon generally. Yeah. So if you are someone like me that's listening and you don't generally enjoy cinnamon and you feel like maybe you shouldn't, no, give it a shot. It's I enjoyed it. I felt it was very balanced.
And that's coming from a Maduro hater. Let's just talk about that.
Hate is such a strong word, Barker.
It's such a strong word. I don't know how many
times Drew has to say it. He told me every time I hate Maduros, like Mike and Habanos.
Yeah, but I don't think you can throw us. You can't throw a Scura in the same. I think in the same way
you can't.
I think you're doing a disservice to both rappers.
I agree. I agree. A Scura is in its very own
special corner.
Yes, and I think that's good to remember. But a lot of people that don't typically smoke Maduros will shy away from the Lajero and the Oscuro, the darker wrappers, because they're afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Do not be afraid of the dark wrappers because they are deceiving, but they are deliciously deceiving.
Let the glow of the campfire lure you in.
That's too close. The smoke's in your eyes now.
Ow.
You're burning the marshmallows.
Fire bad.
Damn it.
Fire bad. All right. So the last cigar in the lineup was his special cigar that he just created with in cahoots collaboration with Ammunition Whiskey. Now the notes that I have from this cigar is what he sent me. It said Ammunition earns 90 plus point score from the industry's most trusted sources. Don't know who these sources are, but you know, trust the ratings,
not us.
Its secret sauce is finishing their unique blends of whiskey in barrels that once housed their ammunition wines. So this is a wine barrel finished cigar. Its French oak cask offers depths of flavors and nuances that is complementary to Wildfire's spice-rich and sweet profiles. I think that was an accurate statement. I didn't hate this cigar. I actually first tried this cigar. He got his when we were at PCA, he was handing these out at his band's performance. And that was his introduction. That was his, hey, you guys are the first to try these. And I liked it. And I liked it so much, I got a second one to take home. And then he sent us some more of them. But now, I get that the wine barrel aging and all this other stuff is kind of like, you know, well,
gimmick.
A bad idea.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be. But
put them in a, maybe they can put it in a barrel and put it on the bottom of the ocean next. Just right. As long as they check with the state of California first.
Let's just make sure Jefferson's hasn't done it yet. So the Ammunition Cigar is a Dominican Corojo wrapper, a Nicaraguan Habano binder, and its filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. And so there's no press release on this cigar yet because, like I said, it's one of the newer ones that he hasn't even put out yet. It's an exclusive. And, you know, these are another thing that he gives out, or you can get at his events. And if you haven't been to any of his events, it's pretty funny. Like, funny in, like, a great way. Like, I love it. He's literally on the road right now, touring the country, just him, his 4Runner, and a pull-behind camper. In his camper, he's just crashing in.
Is there camo involved?
No. I wish there was like a crossbow hanging up inside of it.
Straw hat, maybe.
Yeah. But no, it's just he sets up a solo stove and makes s'mores in the parking lots of all these cigar shops. And it's just a fun time. If you've got a Wildfire event coming to any of your towns near you, go to it.
I think he even brings his own firewood.
He does.
You want to talk about the definition of hospitality.
Man, he brings his firewood.
I hope he buys it when he's close by because you can't transport firewood across state lines, children.
Bootlegging.
I don't know about that.
No, there's the emerald boar beetle. They say that's bad. Emerald ash borer.
Well, I'm sure he buys it locally.
I'm sure he does.
Wherever he's going because, you know, above reproach, we're all going to be. So let's just, I like this cigar. And I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on it. We'll start with Mike.
I wish to register a complaint.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there is nothing even remotely close to that description and the experience of this cigar. I guess the first thing that struck me was this was a fairly crispy cigar that I was holding. It was like, wow, okay, is this thing going to break in half?
Not the manufacturer's fault.
No, not necessarily, but
it's been in my truck alongside of the other one you smoked.
So I completely smoked this blind. I had no idea what it was. Man, if you had told me this had been aged in a wine barrel, there is no way you would have convinced me of any value add that brought to the table. In fact, it probably, if you had asked me what cigar that was, I would have pulled it as a dead ringer for a curly head.
Really?
Yeah, really. It reminded me of definitely of having a curly head for sure. Not a lot of flavor, I really thought, around the whole thing. It had kind of a bit of a thin draw, I thought, overall. The wrapper was very veiny, and after Drew's comment about, a stick really, coming around, I was like, wow, I hope I don't have that. And I did not have that experience at all, but it really had, just holding it and that very thin draw about it. I was like, you know what, this needs a little bit of flavor. And so I found myself actually going through it. We've been enjoying, several things out of a bag that I brought of a wide range of things. The first choice that I had was actually a rum from Privateer with our good friend, the Rum Sherpa.
Hi, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew, for making the triumphant. This is a very special blend from Privateer. It's a single barrel. It's not widely available.
Just Tennessee, I believe, for this particular one.
I think this particular one is only available for Friends of Rum Tennessee release. So I really love this rum a lot, and I thought, wow, I thought that might be a really good choice of pairing. And it just, I love the rum, but it was not working well, I thought, together. So I kind of shifted gears, and I'm like, you know what? I think this really needs a bit of some barley around it, and I grabbed a Lachlia to pair this with. This was...
Amazing.
So, Lachlia, this is a single malt scotch that is a combination of bourbon, sherry, and straight cask. It's non-chill filtered as well. Yeah, this did the trick.
I didn't have the cigar with that, but that would do the trick with just about anything.
Well,
that
was really good. I think it really elevated the cigar itself, and really, I thought, you know, kind of brought things around in terms of a 1-2 combo for me. Yeah, I wouldn't go back to the stick.
I'm glad that I didn't know the wine barrel aging thing when I had when I had it.
So I think just to throw a wrench in all this, I don't think the cigar is actually aged in a wine barrel. It's the whiskey that's finished in a wine barrel, right?
It is possible that I misspoke, because we all know that my reading skills are fourth grade.
Yeah, so the ammunition whiskey is actually finished in...
What are you wondering?
Then what's the collaboration then?
So the cigar is built to mimic the flavor profile. That's exactly right. Yeah, so this cigar is supposed to work well with that red whiskey wine barrel finished whiskey.
So it would make sense to get out of the way and provide all the flavor.
I stand corrected, and I apologize for botching that.
All good. Well, I was just saying, if I had thought that it was wine barrel finished or something like that, I would have been looking for that flavor and been disappointed. So I didn't have that predisposition, I actually enjoyed the cigar. It was not my favorite of the bunch. It was not my least favorite of the bunch.
I would agree with that.
I would say it was approachable. And knowing that it was made to pair with something else and let that thing be the star, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. I agree with that. I enjoyed the cigar, but it's not something that I would smoke every day. I think that it would be a good campfire cigar sitting down with like a you know, the campfire potatoes that you eat, you know, with the potatoes and onions and the tinfoil.
Aluminum foil.
You know, you do it big or you go home.
Right? Aluminium?
Aluminium. There it is. So there it is. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and say our ratings on it. What we got? Man, it's a 2 across the board.
Wait, I was definitely not holding up
We don't count your fingers anymore.
He smokes that one.
Yeah, we don't count Mike's fingers. It was a 2. Mike gave it a 1, but we give it a 2.
Oh, is that, does Mike get a handicap?
Yeah, Mike.
Is that what it is?
It's like his golf game.
Because he's wrong.
We just don't talk about it. That's right. We don't talk about Mike's golf game.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
That's right.
But then again, I was talking. That's what I generally do, is annoy you and make things irritating.
That's all right. Well, one thing I want to just, you know, for me personally, I think that getting to know the face behind the cigar helps make the experience different. So, like I said, I spent some time with him. We did a Chats episode, and really, I got to see his heart behind what he does. And I think that speaks volumes to what he's trying to accomplish. And I think that what he's trying to accomplish, he's conveying extremely well. And it to me, it's coming across well. What do you guys think?
Well, so with Jeremy being in town and us being able to do that cigar event, you know, the couple that he did, you know, with Smokers Abbey, and then he also hosted Cigar Night at the Whiskey House here. And getting to sit down face-to-face with the maker was absolutely incredible. I think my favorite thing about Jeremy is the transparency. Right? Any questions that you have, he's going to shoot you absolutely 100% straight. And you don't necessarily get that out of a lot of manufacturers and producers.
Yeah.
And so it was cool.
Not just in cigars.
Sit down and share a smoke with him and get to peek behind the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
And he absolutely brings this brand to life.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. If there's a wildfire event close to you, man, go out, hang out with Jeremy, roast some s'mores on the solo stove.
That's a really good.
The brand is awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. And I work in marketing and advertising again. You know, they're doing a lot right. And
I'd like to see more. Action.
That's right. Bring a crossbow, Jeremy.
Maybe some axe throwing.
Maybe some axe throwing. That's it. Yes. I love it. I would hate
to write that policy.
The Costco version.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. These are mini axes. Mini axes. Yeah, plastic axes. Yeah. Well, I want to thank our co-host here. Well, thank you, good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for enjoying us and enjoying us. Thank you for coming and listening to our show.
We
this
hope
time.
You enjoyed us.
Thanks for enjoying us.
I hope you'll enjoy another great episode of Sip Suds and Smokes, and I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Drew.
Maduro suck.
Stop it. Is that your new tagline? I really hope that is. Every episode, Maduro suck. Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them.
Man, and I'm good old boy Barger, and I'm going to ask that you guys keep on smoking whatever it is you're smoking, and I approve all of it. Well, at least 80% of it.
Good thing you got a lawyer.
This is not an endorsement. This is not legal advice. He is not your lawyer.
The thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by Barger are not the thoughts, views, and expressed except as
that
is smokes.
Very true.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful night.
That's a frightening choice right there, that's wouldn't
right.
it be?
That's right. Jeremy, safe travels wherever you are, man, and I hope you guys have a great night.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.